Hello, Bob Potter here from Sound Money Group. I know most people don't want to spend days reading financial advice books or hours listening to lectures. What we want, in a nutshell, are about 10 good tips to help us succeed financially. Well, it's kind of a tall order to distill all things financial into 10 tips over a couple of minutes. But here are a few ideas that I hope can set you on a good path. Number one. Spend less than you earn. I know there's a separate segment on this elsewhere on the website, but it is by far the most important. Unless you are starting out with an inheritance, the only way you're going to accumulate enough capital to make worthwhile investments is to control spending. Set priorities. Try not to succumb to impulse buying. I know it's easier said than done, to be sure, but if you succeed at this just some of the time, you'll be in a much better position. Number two, fear and greed are an investor's biggest enemies. They tend to make us want to buy at the top and sell at the bottom. The best antidote to fear and greed is to have an investment philosophy, a discipline, a style, and to stick to them regardless of what your emotions tell you. Number three, know how much risk you can and should take. Some people are so risk-averse that they won't venture beyond bank savings. Over the long haul, bank savings are likely to lose purchasing power to inflation. On the other hand, some people treat the stock market like a big casino game, jumping in and out foolishly, reacting to hot tips, and in the end, taking a lot more risk than they can afford. Number four, the markets, like the economy, tend to move in rather large, long cycles. The lesson of history is that whatever's happening right now is going to change. No bull market or bear market has ever lasted indefinitely. Number five, nobody rings a bell when one major cycle ends and another begins. Hindsight is always 20/20, and even in the middle of a long cycle, there are often false hints that a major change is afoot. The old saying is true. The stock market has predicted 9 of the past 3 recessions. Number 6. No guru has ever been right all the time. There are some awfully smart people out there, and they're worth listening to. But it is easy to find totally divergent opinions about the same set of facts. So don't make a 100% bet on any particular conviction. Number 7. Asset allocation is still the biggest single factor affecting portfolio performance. Tweak it as your life situation changes, but try to avoid the temptation to go whole hog in any one direction. Number 8. Make sure you and your spouse are on the same page in terms of life goals and investment strategies. Since opposites often attract, one spouse is likely to be more risk-averse than the other. As with everything in a relationship, both parties need to respect the other's views and ultimately find a compromise both can live with. Number 9. Insure yourself against the types of losses that could be catastrophic or life-changing, but don't try to make sure every minor mishap is covered by insurance. And number 10. Follow sound tax planning strategies to minimize your tax liability. Then, pay the taxes you owe with good cheer. Seething and grumbling won't save you a penny. They'll just make you unhappy. Okay, there are some financial tips that may help. They're nothing profound. They're really just good common sense. Still, it's amazing how many people throw good common sense out the window when it comes to their money. Our mission at Sound Money Group is to take general principles like these and apply them with depth and specificity to your unique circumstances. We're only a phone call or an email away. This is Bob Potter wishing you the best.